Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Another record for Apple, an $800 billion market cap.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. On Tuesday, Apple stock rose to an all-time high of $153.99, sending its market capitalization above $800 billion, a first for any U.S. company. That level is the latest evidence of how much Apple stock has risen this year and is sure to stoke speculation about whether Apple will become the first company worth $1 trillion. Joining us is Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen. Ben, first, it looks like a typo to me. The number is just so large.
Yeah, it's definitely a first, and it seems like something that's kind of unlikely, but here we are.
How much has Apple stock risen this year?
It's risen by about a third, so it's quite a big increase this year, and that's kind of what's helped power the market cap higher as well.
And how much has Apple stock risen over the past 12 months?
It's risen by about two-thirds, more than 60%, so it's quite a lot. Apple stock kind of had a little bit of a downturn prior to that, and it rebounded mid-year last year into the end of the year, and then it had a really strong start to the year. It's a stock that people have really piled into over the past, since the financial crisis. It's been a pretty popular stock, but after kind of a breather, people returned to it. It's one of those investor favorites.
And it's obviously been one of the things that's powered the overall market.
Yeah, definitely. It has a weighting of, I believe, about 4% in the S&P 500, but it's contributed well more than that to the actual gain of the index itself. And that's something that we've seen kind of for the last year. And it's something that's also been helped along by kind of the rise of passive investing, where you have index tracking funds, like S&P 500 index tracking funds, and as they collect money, they all have to own Apple stock. So that's kind of an extra kind of booster there.
What specific events have driven the stock as of late?
Well, we've had a couple different things happen. First of all, after reporting falling revenue growth for a couple quarters, they had kind of a strong rebound in the last few quarters, and they've, you know, on top of that, posted reliably strong profits. And then also a couple other factors unrelated to earnings. You have the new 10th anniversary iPhone that's due to come out in the fall. People have high expectations for that. They think that means a lot of people will trade in their old phones, buy new phones, and that will boost iPhone sales. And then on top of that, you have Warren Buffett has been one of the latest and most high-profile investors who's been touting the stock. He, I guess, reportedly isn't the one who made the decision to invest in it on behalf of Berkshire Hathaway. Some of his deputies have, but they've been pretty strong on the stock, and they have added to their stake since it was first reported that they had taken a stake last year. So it's something that they seem to be pretty positive on the moment.
Apple's most recent financial report wasn't a knockout by any means. Was this just sort of a respite between now and when the new iPhone comes out?
Yeah, I mean, they did. It's true there wasn't as strong as some had expected in terms of iPhone sales, I believe. But at the same time, right, there are high expectations for what's going to happen going forward. So when we do get that new anniversary iPhone, that seems to be something that people think will boost iPhone sales a lot.
I'm speaking with Ben Eisen of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Ben, do investors and analysts think Apple shares will continue to go up? Am I to understand that its stock is cheap in relation to others?
Yeah, that's sort of one interesting factor about all of this. You know, given that its stock, kind of stopped rising along with the broader market for some of last year, you have a stock that's still kind of cheaper than the market when you look at its price relative to forward earnings expectations. The stock actually trades at a lower multiple than the S&P 500.
What is the stock, about 15 times earnings right now?
It's about 15, 16 times, I believe, relative to the market, which is something like 17 to 18 times.
Yeah.
So, you know, given that, you know, if you think that the stock itself will, you know, kind of go back to trading in line with the broader market, then, you know, that could suggest to some that perhaps the stock will go up higher. I mean, not everyone, of course, thinks that the stock is going to, you know, continue to go up forever, but that's one factor that some of the bulls here point to.
Another aspect of this, Ben, is that Apple has aggressively bought back stock, right?
Yeah, definitely. I believe since they started doing buybacks about 5 years ago, they've pulled more than 20% of the stock out of the market, and they pulled about 10% out over the last 2 and a little bit years. So that's a lot of stock that they're actually removing from the market. And when you do that, that can have a positive impact on the stock price itself, because it means that per share earnings go up. If you have the same earnings but fewer shares, the actual earnings per share go up. And that can make the stock more valuable in the eyes of some investors.
And we all know about Apple's cash hoard, which is some unbelievable amount. I think it topped $200 billion or something like that. Hasn't there been pressure on Apple to stop repurchases and make purchases or do something else with it?
I mean, well, it's true. They just have so much cash, and a lot of it is held abroad, which means that they can't actually use that for repurchases. They've been actually selling some debt to fund the repurchases, though if they bring that – if tax rules change and they're able to bring that cash back at a lower tax rate. You know, this is, of course, speculation about what's going to happen, you know, to the tax reform proposals in Washington. But if they're able to do that, perhaps they could increase buybacks. But it's true, as you mentioned, investors have been putting pressure on companies for a long time now. And it's not just Apple. It's kind of across the universe of companies to put your cash into something that's more productive, like capital expenditure, research and development, that kind of stuff, rather than using it to fund shareholder returns. Some believe that is not the best use of cash, which a lot of companies have these days. You know, also, it's a little bit of a tangent here, but buybacks have actually appeared to be down in the first quarter relative to a year ago. So given that, it seems to be that perhaps some companies are taking that to heart, and the market has continued to rise. So that's one thing that companies are doing right now.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Stay in the know. Check back for updates several times a day. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.